Work on Heritage Harbor continues, but for harbor users, the closure date was recently extended. Harbor Master Greg Meisner says asphalting will begin Wednesday, August 31st.
Southeast Earth Movers will be putting some barricades up, shutting down the entrance, the south entrance to Heritage Harbor, and also dividing the main parking lot of non-parking and parking areas so they can get equipment in there with no vehicles and get it asphalt ready.
Meisner expects asphalting to be completed and the harbor to be open to the public by Friday. He notes that the deadline for the annual boat launch permits is September 15th, and if found without, Meisner says citations will be given. Permit revenue goes towards offsetting the costs of dumpsters and lights being put in the harbors. And along with asphalt, the harbors will soon be getting some new security upgrades. Meisner says nets left in the harbor dumpsters is becoming too much of a problem, and the only way to solve it is to up security.
The problem is that these new trucks can't handle that. It gets in the truck, it gets all wrapped around the packing arm, and the operators have to get in there and cut that out, and that's not safe, and they shouldn't have to do that. So we're trying to eliminate that, and sadly enough, in many cases, the only way to get that to stop is when you catch somebody and fine them. So that leads us with no other alternative to get some cameras put up to catch people doing these activities and fine them accordingly. So that's where we're going.
Right now, the Harbor Department is working to find grant funding to purchase an estimated 20 cameras for all the harbors in Wrangell to help with security. But Meisner encourages the public to take their discarded nets, wood materials, and metals to the dump to help alleviate the problem. For any questions regarding permits or harbor construction, contact the Harbor Department at 874-3736. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.